诗篇六十三篇第一到第三节。
Psalm 63 verses 1 through 3。
神啊，你是我的神，我要切切地寻求你，在干旱无水之地，我刻想你，我的心切慕你，我在圣所中曾如此瞻仰你，唯要见你的能力和你的荣耀，因你的慈爱比生命更好，我的嘴唇要颂赞你。
O God, you are my God, I shall seek you earnestly. My soul thirsts for you, my flesh yearns for you, in a dry and weary land where there is no water. Thus I have seen you in the sanctuary, to see your power and your glory. Because your loving kindness is better than life, my lips will praise you.
让我们一起来向神祷告。
Let us come before the Lord and pray.
慈悲的天父上帝，今天早上我们来到你面前敬拜你。
Dear merciful Father, as we come before you this morning to worship you,
求你施恩怜悯。
Please have mercy on us.
让我们大家能够一起来到你面前来专心的来敬拜。
Please help us to come before you to focus truly on your worship.
当我们敬拜你的时候，求主你的话语光照我们的心。
And as we worship, may your words enlighten our hearts.
也求主你的话语成为我们生命的力量。
And may your word become the strength of our lives.
我们脚前的灯，路上的光。
And be the light of our, of our path and our life.
主啊，求你增加我们的信心，让我们忠心的来跟随你。
Please strengthen our faith so we can follow you faithfully.
当我们软弱的时候，求主你提醒我们。
When we are weak, please remind us.
让我们忠心的来跟随你。
Help us to follow you faithfully.
我们将以下的敬拜交在你的手中，求主你带领我们。
We lift up the following worship time in your hands. Please guide us.
我们将祷告奉主耶稣基督的名求。
And we pray these in the name of Jesus Christ.
Amen. 今天早上刘少平牧师再次跟我们分享以赛亚，从以赛亚书的信息。
This morning we have Reverend Marcus Liu to share his word from the book of Isaiah.
我把时间交给刘少平牧师。
I'm going to give the following time to Reverend Liu.
大家早安。
Good morning, everyone.
非常高兴再一次能够跟大家见面。
Once again, very happy to see you all.
听说你们那边的天气也是很多 smoke 是从我们这里送到你们那边去的。
I heard that you guys all also have a lot of smoke, and it is a gift from us.
California. 好，这里天气稍微凉快一点，所以那个火大概比较容易控制。
It's a little bit cooler now, so the fire is better under control.
那我最近几个月在研究，在思想以赛亚书的教导。
For the past few months, I've been meditating on the teaching of the book of Isaiah.
那从来没有研究圣经像研究以赛亚书那么困难。
I've never have such difficulty in studying the Bible as in the book of Isaiah.
以赛亚书不容易解释，不容易明白。
The book of Isaiah is not easy to explain or understand.
那我想今天我要谈一个主题，叫做神的话是评定的标准。
So this morning's topic is God's word is the final judgment.
那要从以赛亚书第八章整篇的教导来看这个主题。
We're going to look at the whole chapter of chapter 8 to look at this, to focus on this topic.
那以赛亚书第八章也不容易明白，但是我尽量看看能够使你们听得明白，不会觉得好像很难跟上去。
This chapter is not easy to understand, but I'm going to try my best to explain so that you don't feel like you can't understand.
圣经是非常好的教导，但是如果能够明白，我们就很容易知道这些教导跟我们的关系。
There is a lot of good teaching in the Bible, and if we can understand, then we can understand the relationship of the teaching to us.
我们先看它有一节经文是非常有意思的，就是这一个八章二十节。
There's a very good verse in this chapter, and it is verse 20.
人当以训诲和法度为标准，他们所说的若不与此相符，必不得见晨光。
To the teaching and to the testimony, if they will not speak according to this word, it is because they have no dawn.
那他的意思就是说，世上啊有很多不同的标准，有不同的看法，有人说是这样，有人说是那样，但是最后如果这些都不能够跟神的话语相符合的话，其他的都没有希望。
So what he's saying is there are a lot of different teaching and standards in the world, but in the end, if they cannot compare, or if they cannot speak according to God's word, then they are not good enough.
我们先来从头来了解这一章经文的道理。
So let us start from the beginning of this chapter to look at the truth.
一到四节讲到以赛亚的儿子的象征名字。
So from verse 1 to 4, it talks about the symbolic name of Isaiah's son.
那耶和华对以赛亚说，你取一个大牌，拿人所用的笔，写上马黑尔撒拉勒哈斯巴斯，就是掳掠、树林、抢夺、快盗的意思。
Then the Lord said to me, take a large tablet and write on it in common characters, belonging to Malar, Shala, Hashbaz.
以赛亚生活在一个危机的时代。
Isaiah lived in a very dangerous time.
当时亚述国预备进攻巴勒斯坦。
And at that time, Syria was getting ready to attack Palestine.
叫做 Assyria 就亚述。那当时北方有以色列国，还有就是叙利亚这两个国家联合起来，打算跟亚述国对抗。
So in the north there is Israel. And with
Syria,
they were united to fight Assyria.
那犹大呢，就夹在中间。
Judah was right in the middle.
不晓得要跟北方的两个国家联合起来，还是靠近亚述，所以在政治上他们不晓得怎么决定。
So Judah was in a difficult position because politically they do not know if they should be the ally of the northern two countries or should they get closer to Assyria.
因为亚述是一个强国，他可以毁掉所有的国家的。
Because Assyria was such a strong country, he can actually wipe out all the other countries.
所以神就对以赛亚说，你去拿一个大牌，写上这个字，叫做马赫尔沙拉勒哈斯巴斯，是希伯来文来的。
So that's why the Lord tell Isaiah to take a big tablet and write it in the common characters. It says belonging to Mahai Shela Hash and Bas.
他的意思就是说，掳掠很快就来到，抢夺也快来到的意思。
What it means is that robbery is going to come quickly.
意思说当亚述人来的时候，他们会来把你所有的东西都破坏，抢掉你所有的财物。
It means when Assyria came upon the country, they are going to take away and destroy all you have.
意思说神预先跟犹大讲说亚述来的时候，他们会造成这么大的破坏。
So God is foretelling the Israelites when Assyria comes, they are going to have great destruction.
找两个见证人，一个叫做乌利亚，一个叫做撒加利亚，把这个事情记录下来做见证。
And then he found two witnesses, one is Uriah, one is Zechariah, and they are going to record this.
而这两个见证人是诚实的，就是说他们是非常可靠的，不会说谎的。
So these two are faithful witnesses, which means they are truthful and they will not lie.
那后来以赛亚跟他的妻子就怀，他妻子怀孕，然后生了一个儿子，神就对他说，你给他起名叫马黑尔。
And later Isaiah's wife was conceived with a son, and so God told him to name his son Mahashalahashbaz.
所以这一个孩子生下来，人家就问他说：“哎，你这个儿子叫什么名字？”以赛亚就对他说：“他的名字叫做马黑尔。”沙拉勒哈斯巴斯。
And so after the son was born, people will ask Isaiah, "What is your son's name?" And he will say, "His name is Mahashalahashbaz."
人家问这个是什么意思啊？这样的名字。
And they will ask, "What does that mean?"
他就说，因为亚述国将会来进攻你们，将来很快就来到掳掠你们、打劫你们、摧毁你们，把你。人跟财物都抢走。
He would say because Assyria is going to come quickly, and when they come, they're going to rob and destroy all that you have and take you away.
那些人会觉得很奇怪，没有人给自己的儿子取这样的名字。
People will wonder, nobody would name their own son that
name. 因为人家给孩子取名都是取那些。有希望的名字，比如说发财啦，或者是发达啦，这样的一种名字。
Well, because usually people will name the son with name of good meaning. For example, be prosperous, be rich.
没有人说哦，他的名字叫做破产。嗯。
Nobody will name their son and said, "Oh, they will be broke."
所以这个名字就引起当时很多人的思想。
And so his name bring forth a lot of people trying to think about that.
因为这个名字含有一个意思，就是说这个小孩子啊，不晓得教父教母之先，大马士革的财宝和撒玛利亚的奴物，必在亚述王面前搬去。
For before the boy knows how to cry my father or my mother, the wealth of Damascus and the spoil of Samaria.Will be carried away before the king of Assyria.
这个孩子，什么孩子大概什么时候会叫爹地叫妈咪
？When will a child begin to call his mom and dad?
那我查了一下，我因为我的孩子都大了，忘记，我查了一下，大概是10个月到12个月，这个孩子就会叫父母的名字。
I looked it up, and around 10 to 12 months, the child will call mom and dad.
有些人说，哦，到底这个孩子是先叫妈咪呢，还是先叫 daddy 呢？
Some people will wonder, will he first call mom or call dad?
你们去查一下，到底这个 baby 先叫妈咪的名字先，还是叫爸爸呢，还是妈妈呢？不过根据这个经文是说，是先叫他的爸爸，然后叫妈妈。
So you can go research to see when a child will first call mom or dad.But here it says he first called mom, dad.
意思说这个孩子出生大概在一年内，这个亚述国将会来侵犯北方的以色列还有叙利亚，把他们的财物全部搬走。
So it is probably within the year of the child's birth that Assyria will come and carry away all their wealth.
以赛亚神是把叫以赛亚讲预言的。
God called Isaiah to predict.
或者是 tell prophecy 也可以。
Tell prophecy.
意思说还没有发生的事情，但是神预先跟以赛亚讲。
Meaning things have not happened yet, and God had told Isaiah to talk about it.
而且用他的儿子的名字来做见证。
And to use his son's name to be the witness.
然后还有两个见证人在前面会跟你说，对啊，这个儿子的名字是在这个事情发生一年前就是这样决定的。
And there are two witnesses that will record that yes, indeed, this child's name reflects what had happened a year ago.
我自己觉得今年特别紧张，很多事情会发生。
I felt personally that this year I felt very nervous because a lot of things will happen.
但是我不知道未来六个月一年里头发生什么事情，这个我不知道，但是我知道可能会有一些事情，很严重的事情会发生。
I don't know exactly what will happen in 6 months or a year.But I felt that there will be something will happen, something very serious.
这是我的感觉了，希望没有事情会发生。
This is just my feeling, I hope nothing will happen.
所以后来真的是亚述就进攻北国以色列还有叙利亚，然后打败这两个国家，把他们的财物全部搬走。
And so later, Assyria did attack,Judah and also Syria and carry away all their wealth.
好，现在第五节，这一个目标就转到犹大，就是南国的身上。
And then in verse 5, the attention went to the southern kingdom, which is Judah.
南国为什么没有遭到像北方两个国家的那种遭遇呢？
Then how come the southern kingdom has not received the same treatment of the northern kingdom?
其实他们也不是没有问题的。
It is not because they don't have issues.
只是时间还没有到。
It's just that their time has not come yet.
所以第六节就举出犹大的两个问题，一个就是你们这些人厌弃希罗亚暖流的水。
So here in verse 6, they point out their issues. Because this people has refused the waters of Shiloah that flow gently.
这个希罗亚的水是代表神的意思。
The waters of Shiloah represent God.
意思说你们这些人都讨厌上帝。
In other words, it's saying that you,people have rejected God.
我自己就发觉 我们美国啊，就有一些人真的很讨厌上帝的。
And I realize that in America, there are people who reject God.
虽然这个国家有很好的信仰的传统，得到上帝很多恩典，但是有些人就是讨厌上帝。
Even though this country has very good, Christian foundation and tradition, and yet a lot of people hate him.
那第二个问题是喜悦，然后我括弧说害怕，利逊和利玛利的儿子。
And the second issue they have is rejoice or fear, over reason and the son of Remaliah.
这一个喜悦这个字哦，有些人认为是害怕。利逊是谁？利逊就是那个叙利亚的君王。利玛利的儿子是北国以色列的君王。意思说你们不害怕上帝，但是你们害怕北国那两个君王，或者喜欢这两个北国的君王。
So rejoice here, some people translated it as fear. So reason is the king of Assyria, and the son of Remaliah is the king of northern kingdom. In other words, you reject God, and yet you rejoice in these two kings.
啊，这两个君王都不是敬畏上帝的人。的人
These two kings, they do not fear God.
所以因为这个缘故，主必使大河翻腾的水猛然冲来，就是亚述王和他所有的威势必漫过一切的水道，涨过两岸。
Therefore, behold, the Lord is bringing up against them the waters of the river, mighty and many.The king of Assyria and all his glory, and it will rise over all its channels and go over all its banks.
这个大河代表亚述，亚述国是在今天的伊拉克那个地方，就是那个幼发拉底，叫 Ephras 河，那幼发拉底河，所以叫做大河。所以大河代表这一个亚述国。
So here, the river is representing Assyria, and Assyria is situated in the modern day Iraq, and the river is called
Ephrates. 那个翻腾的水，就是在加州，比如说在你们那边，我们就很容易了解，因为是沙漠地带嘛，平常没有什么水的。但是如果下场大雨，那个叫做 wash， 那种水来得很厉害，所以亚述的军队会从北方下来，好像这个 wash， 但是 wash 勇猛的冲来。
In the desert, normally there is no water, but after rain, there will be a wash that come down from the channels. And here is talking about Assyria is going to come over just like the wash.
就表示这个叙利亚强大的军队，他们破坏力很大，漫过一切的水道，涨过两岸。
And so Assyria is a very, very has a very strong army, and they're going to overcome every channels and banks.
所以神是在跟以赛亚讲一个说，以亚述国的侵略是没有人可以拦阻的。
So God is telling them that the invasion of Assyria is unpreventable. No one can stop them.
然后他就冲到这个犹大，仗义泛滥，制造景象。意思说，他这个大水啊，太厉害了，淹到你的景象。
And it will sweep on into Judah. It will overflow and pass on, reaching even to the neck.It's meaning that this wash is going to be so fierce that it's going to come all the way up to your neck.
意思说这是一个很大的一个破坏，也是上帝对犹大以色列的一个审判。
And meaning that this destruction is going to come so fierce, God is warning them that this is my judgment to you all.
但是是借着亚述国去实现这一个严厉的审判。
But this judgment, this fierce judgment, is through the hands of Assyria.
所以亚述成为一个工具，但是亚述它本身也不是好的国家。
Assyria became a tool, even though Assyria itself is not a good country.
然后下文说以马内利亚。
And here in the following, later part of the verse, it says, O Emmanuel.
那你就立刻想起第七章第九节那一个以马内利的应许。
And you can immediately think about in chapter 7, the promise of Emmanuel.
就是神应许说将来必有童女怀孕生子叫他取名以马内利这一个应许。
And it is God's promise about there will be a virgin boy, a son, and his name shall be called Emmanuel.
所以以马内利在希伯来文就是神与你同与你同在的意思。
In Hebrew, Emmanuel means God be with you.
那意思说当这些破坏灾祸临到的时候是不是说上帝就不同在呢
So what it means is when the destruction comes, does it mean that God will not be with you?
没有啊上帝还是与人同在他展开翅膀偏满你的地
No, it's that God is still going to be with you with his outspread wings will fill the breath of your land.
神不管在怎么样的情况他的救恩他的恩典还是跟我们同在的。
So no matter in what situation, God's grace and salvation is with us.
因为他要给我们盼望他要给我们救恩。
Because he is going to give us hope and salvation.
但是当时的人呢他们有自己的想法。
But the people back then did not have their own idea.
尤其是那些所谓的外邦的国家他们有他们自己的声音。
Especially the Gentiles, they don't have their voice.
比如说 亚述国啦或者叙利亚还有其他周围的那些国家他们有他们自己的声音。
So for example, Syria or Assyria, they have their own voice.
那就像今天你把报纸一打开你看每个国家都有他们要讲的话不同的看法。
Just like today, when you open up the newspaper, all the other countries have their own thinking and their own ideas.
他们会告诉你世界应该怎么走。
They will tell you what the world should be.
我们的国家的立场是什么
?Our country's, policy is what?
我们的信仰我们的意识形态是什么
?Our, idea and our country, ideology is this.
所以第九节就说列国的人民啊任凭你们喧嚷终必破坏远方的众人啊当侧耳而听任凭你们竖起腰来终必破坏你们竖起腰来终必破坏。
So here says, be broken, you peoples, and be shattered. Give ear, all you far countries. Strap on your armor and be shattered. Strap on your armor and be shattered.
你看这节经文里头有一个字很重要的就是破坏。
And there is a very important word here in this verse, and it's shattered.
破坏就是瓦解，就是完蛋的意思。
Shattered means you're done.
意思说不管世界，你这些国家，你怎么讲，怎么讲，最后都是瓦解，都是完蛋。
So, it's meaning, no matter what you say, you all countries, at the end, you will be shattered.
古代一样。今天也是一样的。
In the olden times, it's the same. Today is still the same.
任凭你们同谋，终归无有；任凭你们言定，终不成立。因为神与我们同在。
Take counsel together, but it will come to nothing. Speak a word, but it will not stand, for God is with us.
所以古代的国家他们也会搞联盟了。
In the old countries, they would come together.
那就像今天我们世界有很多国家，他们也会有区域性的，有什么什么联盟、alliance 这些全部 group 起来，要做一些事情，要做一些计划。
Just like the countries today, they have alliance, they want to plan, they want to do something.
神说，不管你怎么样的 treaty, 怎么样的 alliance, 最后都达不到目的。
But God said, no matter how you come together, you will not succeed.
因为神与我们同在。
Because God is with us.
那与我们同在就是以马内利的意思。
God is with us means Emmanuel.
意思说不管世界怎么乱，我们都要知道神与我们同在。
It means no matter how bad the world is, we know God is with us.
那当时的人哦，犹太人因为就把这个眼光放在这个世界怎么变化这一个事情上，而忘记把他们的眼光放在上帝的身上。
Because at that time the Israelites focus on how bad the world is or how the world is going, and they forget to focus on God.
就像我们今天的人，我们天天去注意这个时事的发展、政治的发展、经济的发展，我们就忘记把我们的目光放在神的身上。
Just like today, people put their eyes on the political realm, the economic situations, and they forget to focus their eyes on God.
我们就发觉我们花去看这个新闻的时间多过去想上帝的事情。
And we notice that the time you spend on watching the news is more than the time you spend on God's word.
这是不对的，因为世界的事情不会左右上帝，但是上帝会左右世界的事情。
This is wrong because the world cannot change how God works, but God can change them.
意思说这个世界不管你怎么变来变去，你也变不了，不能够从上帝的手中逃出来。
It means that no matter how the world changes, it will not escape God's plan.
所以神就对以赛亚说，他说你不要去管这听这个世界的声音，你要听上帝的声音，而且上帝会用他大能的手指教我不可行这百姓所行的道，对我说。
And so God told Isaiah, do not listen to the voices of the world. For the Lord spoke thus to me with his strong hand upon me and warned me not to walk in the way of this people, saying,
我们要知道有时候我们要站在上帝这一边，也会受到这个世界不同声音的影响的。
Sometimes we need to realize that if we want to stand on the side of God, we can be affected by the world.
因为他们讲的话也会影响我们的心情。
Because what they say can affect our emotion.
世界上的人怎么生活也会动摇我们的信心的。
How the world live can also shake our faith.
所以神就对以赛亚说，我来告诉你不可行大家所行的道。
And so the Lord said, do not walk the way that others walk.
这个道就是他们的道理，他们的生活方式，他们的人生思想，还有政治的看法。
Their way means how they talk, how they live,what their political view is, and what they think.
神说这百姓说同谋背叛，你们不要说同谋背叛，他们所怕的你们不要怕，也不要畏惧，但要尊以万军之耶和华为圣，以他为你们所当怕的，所当畏惧的。
Do not call conspiracy all thatThis people cause conspiracy, and do not fear what they fear, nor be in dread, But the Lord of hosts, him you shall honor as holy. Let him be your fear, and let him be your dread.
他的意思是说，你不要走大家走的那一个道路，你要走在上帝的道路上。
It means you do not walk their way, but you walk in God's way.
那我要怎么解释这个事情？意思是说，对世界上的人，他们认为只有一条是人类的道路。
It means that what people say, there is not one way to walk.
所以大家都相信只有一条路，就是人类的道路。
They think that there is only one way and it is their way.
但是我们基督徒的看法是有两条的路。
But in a Christian point of view, there are two roads.
一个是人类走的路，一个是上帝走的路。
One is how men walk, the other is how God walks.
意思说，人类的路要走在上帝的路上，上帝的路不会跑到人类的路上去。
It means that God has his way, and man needs to walk God's way.
那因为，所以人常，我们常常要决定到底我们是爱哪一个，怕哪一个，就决定了我们的前途命运。
So who you fear, who you love, will decide which way you're going.
所以第十三节说，你们当尊耶和华为圣，意思说只有上帝是独一的，只有他是对的，只有他是有希望的。
So in verse 13 it says, But the Lord of hosts him you shall honor as holy.Is saying that only he is holy, and only he is one you should, remind.
不要害怕世界上的事情，要敬畏神。
Do not fear the world, but fear the Lord.
为什么呢？因为十四节说，他必做你的圣所。
Why? It's because in verse 14 it says, and he will become a sanctuary.
因为我们走在神的路上，最后我们会进入上帝的圣所。
If we walk in God's way, at the end, we will enter His sanctuary.
因为神的圣所就是神与我们同在的地方。
Sanctuary is where God will be with us.
就是那个以马内利。
And it is Emmanuel.
但是你不走在这条路上的时候，走另一条路的时候，你发现神就成为我们的绊脚石头，敌人的磐石，成为圈套还有网罗。
And if we do not walk in God's way, then he became a stone of offense, a rock of stumbling, and a trap and a snare.
所以很容易去看见，就是说假设不走在神的路上，其他的路都是很多石头的，常常就把我们的脚勾住，然后我们就跌倒，一跌倒，如果我们是年纪大的，那骨头大概也跌断了。
So he is clearly telling us that if we don't walk God's way, then the other way is going to make us stumble, and if you're older, you may break your bones.
然后路上有很多圈套，很多网罗。
There also has a lot of trap and snare on the way.
这些都是平常打猎的人用来抓野兽的陷阱，他在路上铺在那边，他盖起来，人看不见，但是你一踏上去，你一进掉在这个陷阱里头，你就被卡住了，那就完蛋。
And these are things that the hunter will set up, the trap and the snare.You may not be able to see with your eyes, but once you fall in it, then you're caught.
所以以赛亚在上面讲的这些事情其实是非常重要的，对当时的犹大的人来说。
So what Isaiah said to the people of Judah were very important.
他们会看见亚述将北国还有叙利亚这两个国家毁灭，抢掉他们所有的财产。
They saw how Assyria destroyed Israel and Syria and carried away all the wealth.
那犹大要怎么办呢？
Then what would Judah do?
因为下一个可能轮到你。
Because the next, they are the next one.
那如果你跟这两个国家联合起来对抗亚述国，你的命运会跟两个国家一样。
If you had aligned yourself with the other two northern kingdoms, then you would have had the same, ending.
那如果你去投靠亚述，他会不会有不同的政策来对待你呢？他们也不知道。
But if you align with Assyria, will they treat you differently?
但是你投靠人，你真的不清楚将来的命运会是什么。
But if you rely on man, you will never know what the ending will be or the future will be.
你投靠一个国家，你也不知道将来的命运是什么。
If you rely on a country, you still don't know what your future is.
因为路上有很多绊脚的石头，有很多陷阱。
Because there are, on the road, there are a lot of stumbling stones,there are traps and snares.
所以只有一个是清楚的，你投靠上帝绝对是对的。
There's only one thing that you can be sure, is if you rely on God, then you will know what your future is.
但是人不容易做决定。
But man, cannot make decision easily.
所以第十六节神就吩咐以赛亚，你要卷取律法书。这个律法书不是指那个摩西五经，这个律法书就是神跟他讲的最近那些所谓的预言，那些先知的话。他说在我门徒中封住训诲，我要等候那掩面不顾雅各家的耶和华，我也要仰望他。
So here God told him, bind up the testimony, seal the teaching among my disciples. I will wait for the Lord who is hiding his face from the house of Jacob, and I will hope in him.
所以神跟以赛亚所讲这些所谓预言啊，他要封起来，封起来，封起来之后你不要打开。什么时候打开？就是当事情发生的时候你打开，你就说哎呀，真的是上帝从前就跟我们讲过。
So God is telling Isaiah all these prophecies, you are going to close it, bind it, and not open it until when it happens, you can open and match and see what God has said.
以赛亚跟他的门徒知道他们不能够改变犹大的人。
So Isaiah and his disciples know that they cannot change Judah.
而且他们也知道上帝的审判有一天会临到。
They also know that one day God's judgment will arrive.
为什么上帝会审判呢？因为犹大坚持他们走错的路，他们不愿意改变，所以亚述有一天就会来毁灭他们。
And why would Judah suffer?This ending is because they refuse to go, to walk away from their wrong road and they continue on. And you know, they know that one day judgment will come.
以赛亚学到一个态度，我们值得去学习的，就是在这种动乱不明朗的一个时代里头，我们要仰望上帝。
So there's an attitude that Isaiah that we need to learn from is that in this unsettled days that we must rely on God and wait upon Him.
我自己觉得2020年是一个年头，使我们在想将来世界会怎么样，我们好像不是那么确定，但是我们非常确定我们的上帝是对的。
The year 2020 make us think what would the world become?We don't know for sure what is going to happen in the future. But one thing we know for sure is that we must have hope in the Lord.
十八节说看啊，我以耶和华所给我的儿女，就是从住在锡安山万军之耶和华来的，在以色列中作为预兆和奇迹。
Verse 18, behold, I and the children whom the Lord has given me are signs and portents in Israel from the Lord of hosts who dwells on Mount Zion.
上帝给以赛亚没有女儿，两个儿子。
God has given him two sons.
他两个儿子的名字都很特别的，一个就是刚才我们讲过的马黑尔撒拉的哈斯巴斯。
The two sons' name, they are both very unique, and the first one we have already looked at.
另外一个叫做斯雅雅素，意思就是归回的意思。
The second son's name means they will return.
薛雅素，那希伯来话意思说归回。
The meaning of the second son's name is return.
所以以赛亚的儿子两个名字，一个告诉你敌人一定会来攻击你，一定会占领你的国家，一定会毁坏，然后抢走你的财产。
So the two sons' name, one said that Assyria is going to come, they will destroy you, and they will carry away all your wealth.
但是第二个儿子，第二个孩子的名字呢？他说，被奴弃的人一定会回来。
The second son's name signify, even though you are taken away, one day you will return.
意思说虽然有审判，但是救恩是确定。
Meaning that even though there is judgment, but salvation is for sure.
所以以赛亚的儿子每次到街上走的时候，人家都想到这两个 messages.
So when his children, when his two sons are walking around, people, when they saw them,will remember to think about these two things.
所以神是借着以赛亚的儿子来传道的。
So God is reminding them through Isaiah's two sons.
借着他们两个人的名字。
Through the name of the sons.
他这个两个儿子不会讲道，但是他的名字就是一篇道理。
Even though they do not preach, but their names is preaching.
但是你想那些人会改变他们的想法吗？
So you say, will they then, will the people then change their mind?
因为你在这种很动乱的时代，人还是没有办法把这个心放在上帝的身上。
But during this confused time, people still cannotFocus on God.
古代的人如果他们感觉到非常不安，对前途不确定的时候，他们也会做一样事情，就是去求神问鬼。
So in the olden times when they feel disturbed, when they are unsure, they would do one thing, and is that they would seek out mediums or other gods.
今天的人也是一样，如果对，突然间觉得很多事情不清楚的时候，又想知道又不能知道的时候，他们就会寻找一些这个看相啦，看手掌啦，去拜佛啦，去求签啦，去交鬼这样的事情。古代也是一样。
And today is the same. People will seek out mediums. They will seek out people who can foretell the future or look at their palms or look at the skies, look at the stars.
以前我在中国在侍奉的时候，在路上走的时候，刚好有一个人看见我说，来来来，我跟你看掌。
When I was in China, serving, I was walking one day on the street and somebody just called and say, hey, come here, I want to look at your palm.
那我知道他不是关心我的前途，他只是想赚我的钱吧。
I know that he is not concerned about my future. He just want to take my money.
我心里想，我知道我的前途多过你知道你的前途。
I thought I know my future more than you know yours.
我说我来跟你看是免费的。
I said, well, let me talk to you and it's free.
谁能够知道人的前途呢？你去问那些鬼啊，这些看长啊，他们都不，连自己都不知道，他还要告诉你你将来是什么样。上帝说这个是错的。
Men do not know their own future. The mediums, the palm readers, they do not know their own future. And they can't tell you what your future is. And God said these are all wrong.
所以下面说，百姓不当求问自己的神吗？岂可为活人求问死人呢？
And so here it says, should not a people inquire of their God? Should they inquire of the dead on behalf of the living?
那个死人自己都保不住，你还去问他怎么活，那是怎么会有这样的道理呢？
The dead is dead, and yet you're going to ask him how to live. Does it make any sense?
所以第二十节就很重要了，人当以训诲和法度为标准，他们所说的若不与之相符，必不得见晨光。
So verse 20 is very important to the teaching and to the testimony.If they will not speak according to this word, it is because they have no dawn.
意思说这个世界的声音太多了，有人讲的，有政府讲的，还有鬼讲的，还有那些行巫术的人讲的，这些都不是标准。
So there are many voices in the world, you know, politicians, the witches, or anybody mediums,They all have different standards.
我们可以听一些有道理的声音，但是不能够投靠在这些声音上。
We can listen to the word of reason, but we cannot rely on them.
因为它不是标准啊。
Because they are not the standard.
那如果人讲的东西跟上帝的标准相符合，我们觉得这是合理的。
But if man, what man said coincide with what God's word said, then that is the standard.
如果他们讲的远离了上帝的标准，这个我们不能接受。
If their standard is far away from God's standard, then we cannot accept that.
讲这些话的人，他们也看不见晨光。
Because those people who speak such word, they cannot see the light.
意思说他们本身也没有希望。
That means they themselves are hopeless.
所以二十一节说，他们必经过之地，受艰难，受饥饿，饥饿的时候，心中焦虑，咒骂自己的君王和自己的神。
So in verse 21 it says, they will pass through the land greatly distressed and hungry.And when they are hungry, they will be enraged and will speak contemptuously against their king and their God and turn their faces upward.
意思说这些人将来也会被亚述掳到外国去，然后在那边他们就骂自己的政府，骂自己所相信的假神。
And so that means these people at the end will also be taken away to Assyria, and there they willcurse their, what they had believed in before.
最后一节，观仰观上天，俯察下地，不料尽是艰难、黑暗和幽暗的痛苦，他们必被赶入乌黑的黑暗中去。
So the last word it says, and they will look to the earth, but behold distress and darkness, the gloom of anguish, and they will be thirst into thick darkness.
所以没有上帝的话语作为标准的人生是很可怕，会是很黑暗的。
A life without the standard of God's word is fearful.
所以今天我们所要注意的就是这句话，第八节，二十节，人当以训诲和法度为标准，他们所说的若不与之相符，必不得见晨光。
So the verse that we need to focus on today is this one. To the teaching and to the testimony, if they will not speak according to this word, it is because they have no dawn.
当我们的心，把我们的心放在神的身上，以他的话语为我们人生导向的标准。
Let us put our focus on God and let him be our guidance.
于是在这一个非常动乱的源头，让我们心里对神充满着希望。
In this very confusing and unstable time, let us focus on God and let him be our guide.
愿神赐福给你们。
And may God bless you all.